Hi, Doug. Thanks for this opportunity. And again, I'm sorry. I'm extremely punctual to the point where it annoys people that I'm always so habitually early. So this is mortifying to me. But I made this appointment while I was in New York, so it messed with my eye calendar. But I'm on Central Time, so I have no good excuse. I'm not on East Coast time, but you know those East Coast people.
Oh, totally.
They always think that they're the only time zone in the world.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for. It's really weird how this all kind of went together here. So I'm watching. I can't remember if I was watching a clip or watching the show itself, but you know this awesome show, The Kitchen. I really enjoy it. It looks like you guys have a lot of fun doing that show, The Kitchen. I'm watching it, Jeff, and I'm seeing all of a sudden I'm kind of half spacing out, and all of a sudden I hear you talk about you visiting the Cayman Islands and about it being your happy place. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And then you mentioned my ace Luigi from over at Cayman Cabana, and you start showing all these pictures on your TV show of cooking jerk chicken. I got to get a hold of this guy. We've been following you with Food Network. You won the Food Network star. I'm a food nerd with a network. Other people binge watch certain shows. I binge watch freaking Food Network, Jeff. That's how empty my life is. I know Fietti. He lives up the street from my mom. I helped him put his demo tape together in 2007 for the network thing. I know your buddy Bobby Flay. I spent 45 minutes talking degenerate horse racing with him. He's a big horse racing guy. And we connected. Yeah. And I sense that you're the same kind of chill, salt-of-the-earth type of guy, and Luigi told the same. Thank you for joining us. Tell us real quick, how in the world did you... So you're on Food Network, by the way, and you're talking about the Cayman Islands. You've been coming down here for, like, a long time. How did we not know this?
Well, I've been coming down for about 10 years. My first cousins, my aunt and uncle, my four cousins, all my best friends, we grew up close to each other. They've been going there before there was even the Marriott on the island.
Wow.
They've been going like 35 years diving, and renting places. And they always talked about this exotic place. Now, my uncle Dave, I love him to death. He still works. He's 80 years old. He's a dentist. So they got to travel to Cayman to, like, my family, the Morrows. We'd be getting in a minivan stuffing six people in there going to Wisconsin Dells. We had a very different summer vacation. So to me, it was like, oh, my God, this is the most magical place. I can't wait to go here. And so when I finally got, me, my wife, my son, we kind of glommed onto their trip about 10 years ago, and we've been going every year since, minus the pandemic time. But I fell in love instantly. I learned how to dive.
Did you get certified here?
Yeah, I finished my certification there about 8 years ago. And then, you dive, you fall in love with the beach, you stay on 7 Mile. They've been staying at La Covia for 30 years.
Yeah.
And we were staying at La Covia. Now La Covia, obviously, is in the process
right.
of being changed over. But I just fell in love with how easy... You're out there. You got the beach is right there. It's the best beach. It's not crowded. And the food and the people, that's when it really sunk its teeth into my, throat, was when I was like, it's just so good in the people. And I met Luigi, and I know Frankie Flowers, who's another Caymanian, and he introduced me to Luigi. And I lived in L.A. for 4 years, and Frankie was one of our friends, went to school with my cousin, is in the film business also. So it's like this whole kind of connection, and it is. And I've said it in articles. I say it everywhere. It's my happy place.
Oh, man.
I would spend way more time there if I could.
I'm telling you, there's something therapeutic. I've been saying this lately. I've been here 6 years. I'm originally from the States in San Francisco, where it's very, it's a whole different world. But the thing is that the water here, which you probably know to a very high degree, is that it's therapeutic. There's something freaking about the water. You get in the water here, it's a cure-all. You could be anxious, have anxiety, depression, sore joints, insomnia, whatever. I get in the water. It's Mother Nature's medical concoction.
It's so true, man.
Right?
It's like, it's just so easy too, I mean, listen, like everybody listening right now probably doesn't need me to, convince them to stay there. But, it's just such an easy trip from the States and the airport, and everybody's friendly, and it's manageable. You're not in the car for an hour everywhere, and there's shopping, and there's everything. I don't know, man. And once you meet people like Luigi and have experiences from locals like that, it's life-changing.
He's one of the best. He came by. He dropped some of your provisions off. I want to talk about this real quick. Now, you've got these your hands in a few things here, which is awesome. I'm not knocking your hustle at all. As a matter of fact, complimenting it. You got some big stuff going on. Tell me about your Jeff Morrow provisions. And the it looks like Omaha Steaks on steroids, but it's like all high-quality stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, it started with I wanted to, you know, use my you know, food network position to provide to the world the food I grew up eating that I love that people aren't really familiar with, like giardiniera, really good Italian sausage, right? Obviously, Chicago's known for our steakhouses and great steaks. So I wanted to, like, ship these across the nation, and it started 2 years ago. Tomorrow it'll be our two-year anniversary.
Congrats.
We do butcher boxes. We do prime Italian beef kits, sandwich kits, and then kind of like the flagship of our brand of Marl Provisions is our Kraft Giardiniera, which is a Chicago staple. You find it in every pizza place, every, you know, kitchen table, every fridge in Chicago has a jar of Giardiniera. We just figured out how to make it better, brighter, and tastier than anybody else is out there. So it's been great, you know, and I got that. My podcast, Come On Over, that I've been hosting for 2 years with my sister. We're almost at 100 episodes, and that's, you know, I'm constantly doing things.
I love it. Hey, you got to stay busy, right? And you've been rocking it ever since the Next Food Network star. Next time you come down, we're going to roll out the red carpet for you, throw the invite out to you here to have you on the morning show for a little bit. Luigi and I were talking, too, and we got to do something fun with some, maybe tie in a local charity or the Humane Society or something like that and raise a bunch of money and do some fun farm-to-table cooking stuff. And just love it. And one last question. Were you blowing smoke or were you – I sense you were being honest when you said that jerk chicken – was one of your best vacation meals you've ever had in your life, Jeff Morrow.
No, I'm lying. I was lying, dude. I'll tell you why. Because it was the best vacation meal I ever had. And it wasn't one of the best. And I'll tell you why. I mean, again, you're on the beach. You have this smell of the pimento wood, right? The intense spice wafting through the air on the beach with, you know, the real deal doing it for you live. There's nothing better than that. You took a bite, and it's like the it backed it up. It wasn't just about the theater of the food. It was the taste and the execution by Luigi and his chef. And it was, I mean, you're sitting there with your my favorite people in the world in my favorite location, eating chicken with your hands on the beach. I mean, it beats any fancy gourmet meal I've had in Paris.
Right.
Or, you know, any of the other islands or anywhere in the world. This was the moment that I'll never forget, and it'll go down. I mean, I've got a long life to live. I mean, hopefully a lot of vacation meals to enjoy, but I have a feeling this will reign supreme for a long time.
Hey, I said the same thing on the radio. Luigi's Jerk Chicken runs circles around the French Laundry in Napa and Ruth Chris Steakhouse in New York City, right? I mean, you got some good stuff right there. Much love, Jeff. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Like I said, the invite's out for throwing you. When can we see your face in the place on Food Network? When can we see you on your show? Do you have any plugs as far as your Food Network stuff?
Of course, yeah. I'm on The Kitchen every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time, so that's you guys, right? We've established it at the top of this call. But, yeah, so every it's on every Saturday, new episodes, 10 a.m. You can listen to my podcast that I host, the Funniest Siblings Podcast in the Universe. And that's at comeonover.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. It's called Come On Over, which is the title of my book, too. Come On Over if you want to. A real deal cookbook, which features Luigi and all his recipes and everything, and a lot of my Cayman stories in there as well.
Awesome. Good stuff. Jeff Morrow, we're big fans here. Much love to you. I hope to see you next time when you come by. Real quick, do you ever do any radio back in your day? Because you sound like a radio DJ.
No, but I've never. Little college radio, but nothing serious. I just, you know, I talk and I got a deep voice. I guess that's all you need. You know, TV and radio aren't too dissimilar.
No, you're right. You're right.
Like hosting.
Yeah.
So I love it. I mean, one day I'd love to just wake up and just only do a radio show.
Hey, I'm telling you what, I'm blessed. I get to wake up in the Cayman Islands, Jeff Morrow, and wake up and see that 7 Mile Beach view every morning and then go play on the radio. So talking about being grateful.
Well, I bet you put in your time in some questionable markets.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. The Topeka, Kansases of the world. Yeah, for sure. Have a great day, Jeff. Much love to you. We're fans, and we'll see you when you come back. Luigi says he's going to roll out an awesome red carpet. He brought some of your provisions by yesterday. I can't wait. I'm going to cook a steak with some of those things.
That was so nice of him.
Awesome. I'll talk to you soon.
I had to smuggle that in. You know, I had to smuggle that in, and it's a suitcase. Oh, yeah. I wrapped it up, each one individually. I brought like 12. I bought everything.
Hey, by the way, we've got Border Protection, CBC, here in the Cayman Islands that listens to this radio station. I deliver lunch to them. They were one of contest winners recently. I'm telling you, if they would have caught you with that stuff there, they wouldn't have been too friendly then, because that you know how it is with the food and that kind of stuff nowadays. You know better than anyone, probably, right?
Oh, you're breaking up, Doug. I don't know what you're saying. There's a clicking on the phone. I hear a clicking. Yeah, I think someone's listening.
That's
in.
Right.
And I'm in Chicago. I don't know why I just incriminated myself. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I should be a little more savvy than that.
Who's that knocking on the door? Have a great day. Jeff Morrow, everybody, the one and only from the Food
Thanks,
Network.
Doug. All right.